Well, good afternoon, brethren. Happy Sabbath to all of you and those who are listening on the cybercast. Welcome to listen. I have three questions. Please listen for you. I have three questions. Who are we? What are we? Why do we do the things that we do? For example, why do I like to draw and paint, work with tools, and enjoy building things, while others like to do other things that are totally different from mine? What do you enjoy doing? I was born in a small town in Mexico, and as a small child, I was reared by women, my mom and my older sister. Mom and dad ended their marriage when I was a toddler, but my life changed at the age of 8, when Mom introduced me to the one who became my new father. And this is what this message is going to be about. If you like titles, the title is My Father in Me. My biological father was very artistic and creative, and I remember very well the two toys that he made while I was still, well, he still lived with us. One was a well-made broomstick horse. The head was made out of paper mache. He did a really good job. I still remember that. And the other one was a miniature Ferris wheel that really worked. It had a little crank that would make it spin. When he would write letters to me, he always drew pictures of some kind, and I wish that I could have kept some of those letters. He had a great sense of humor, always positive, and loved to make people smile. Then there was my stepfather, who adopted me as his very own son. I never heard him say to anyone that I was his stepson, not even though we didn't look alike. He always said that I was his son. He was 6 foot tall, blonde, and blue eyes. And he always said that I was his son. Well, my father took me out from under the skirts of the women and became my mentor, the one whose footsteps now I would follow. He became my dad. His first gift was a spinning top that he carved out of redwood without a lathe. And the second gift was a couple of pairs of boxing gloves. Yes, sir, it was time for me to learn what boys did or do. That was very handy with tools and could build and repair anything. He taught me how to use the handsaw, a hammer, a shovel, a paintbrush. Kind of remind me of the movie The Karate Kid when he was learning to paint the fence. Most of all, he taught me how to speak English and brought me to the United States at the age of 12. And it didn't take long before I was developing the same qualities that he had and enjoyed doing. And it was all because of his example. Following his traits always gave me good results. Respect is what he expected from me. He had rules, he had his things, and I had mine. His car, his tools were his things, and you would not touch them without his permission or misuse them in any way. He also taught me how to drive. He taught me how to use the hammer. You hold it by the end of the handle, not in the middle. And he had other rules how to use the rest of the tools. Even now, when I don't follow his rules, I can see him frowning at me. But his rules were for my benefit and my safety. You know, there are certain genes that are passed down to us that can determine our endowment or our talents, which in this case with my biological father and me. But also one can acquire other qualities that can be passed on from others that you have high regards for. In this case, it was my stepfather, who now I would call him father. And it was that father in me that has made me the person that I am. It was he who made sure that I would do what was right for me, and he did it because he loved me. with an unselfish love. That nourish me and help me live a productive life. You know, having two fathers has taught me three great lessons. One, I cannot deny my biology. I can't pronounce that word. I've been practicing on that word. I can't pronounce it. I cannot deny my biological father's looks, talent, and character. Number two, being adopted. My stepfather has shown me the desire that he had, making me his son and becoming like him. Number three, I have a son. And I taught him what my dad's taught me. And at times, I can see myself in him. Which brings me to the question that I asked as I started this sermonette. Who are we? What are we? And why do we do the things we do? My favorite scripture in the Bible is Genesis 1:26. We're all very familiar with that. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness." Here the Word, which is Jesus Christ, is talking to the Father saying, "Let us make man after our image." He says, "Let us make a family after our image, after our likeness, not after the animal kind, even after the humankind. No, but after our kind, after the God kind." To most people, this sounds like blasphemy. But listen, listen to what Paul says in First John 3:2. He said, "Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when we shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." Wow, did you get that? Even the Pharisees, the thought that Jesus claiming to be the Son of God was blasphemous. They wanted to stone him. But what did Jesus say to them? In John 10:34. Please turn with me. John 10:34. Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said, you are gods'?" Wow. Yes, we belong to the God family. You know, my family name is Vidal. My kids are Vidal. My son is Vidal. God's family name is Elohim, which means God. That is a uniplural word, like school or church, where there are many members, but they all belonging to one name. God says, let us make men in our image. You know, I could never fill my biological father's shoes or my stepfather's shoes because I learned what I know from them. Same with God's family, we will never be equal with God, the Father, or Jesus Christ. But yet, he wants to share all things with us, including his family name, because we are his children. In Ephesians 1:5, it reads, "He predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance to his pleasure and will." Mr. Sagley read this other scripture last week in Romans 8:17. He said, Romans 8:17 reads, "And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ." Think of that. That is God's will and pleasure. He wants us to emulate him, to follow Jesus' footsteps and do things his way. Think like him. "Let this mind be in you," the Bible says. "Follow me as I follow Christ," Paul writes. God wants to see himself in us. We are his creation. God made the animals after their own kind, but God made us after his kind. That is why we do things different than animals. They are pre-programmed like we to do what they do. Almost like we program our computers to do what they're designed to do. A sparrow will never make an eagle's nest because it's a sparrow. A beaver will never build a dam out of a concrete the way we do because they're beavers. But we can design things because we were created after the master designer of all things. It is the God in us that allows us to do the things that we do. Like Paul says, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. He's spiritual. We're yet physical. We don't know what the spiritual world is like, but it is our destiny to be included in the family of God, for we shall see him as he is. Let's turn to Revelation 21:7. This is going to be my last scripture. You know, many of us owned a small piece of property, but how would you like to own the universe? Yes, Revelation 21:7. It reads, "He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." Wow, brethren, meditate on that scripture. Who else can make a promise like that but the one who designed all things, who created everything? Who are we? What are we?